Well, Ma, is it time?
Yeah, always time.
For what? The new one here, huh?
Yeah.
It's a sordid tale that involves drugs.
Pardon?
It's a sordid tale that involves drugs.
So what harm?
Sordid.
Yeah.
So what harm is there? Let's be as sordid as possible.
Once upon a time, when I was about 17, I started to go crazy. I don't know if I was certifiable crazy, but I just had a year where it was one of those perfect years where it seems like God set everything up to drive you crazy, you know, from like the beginning of that year, the entire school year. And to make a long story short, I had the impression that there was someone controlling the universe, but he was just out to get me, he wasn't out to help me. Which is true in a way, too. I was 17, but I just had to know why we existed, what's the purpose of life, and all those great questions, which a lot of the 17-year-olds don't bother asking, but for whatever reason I did.
What year was this?
My senior year in high school, 70-71. And that being 70-71, there was lots of drugs to be done, which I did my share of. And I got arrested that year, my life at home was a mess, all kinds of fun things were going on. And I just felt like there was someone up there with this chessboard moving all these pieces around trying to screw me, you know? And I don't know, spiritually, I don't know, my mother's Jewish, my father's Italian, I had no particular religious affiliation that I particularly cared about. Long story short, by the end of that year, I was under the influence of a hallucinogenic drug, and I had an experience that kind of pushed me through a door, and I suddenly, for lack of a better phrase, I saw who God was, saw who I was, saw the purpose of my life and all those other cliches, which are true because they're cliches. But I had a real hard time from it after the fact. I couldn't think about that day, like getting headaches and being disturbed about it. And I thought maybe I was the only person in the history of the world who'd ever had this experience. I didn't know. And I went back in the fall to see this high school English teacher of mine who'd been kind of my friend through this whole mess. And he said, go read this book, which is Be Here Now by Baba Ram Dass. And suddenly I saw it, you know, it was kind of a hodgepodge of all different spiritual paths. And I thought, well, you know, this has been going on since the dawn of time. I'm not just the only one this happened to. And through that, I just started to read a lot of different things, a lot of different books. Probably the first thing I ever heard about Baba was in that book. Didn't make any great impression at first. I remember a year or so later, in 1972, they had the quote about love being self-communicable. And I remember reading that and saying, that's really good, and I was showing it to all my friends. But beyond that, like, I had no great interest in Baba. I wasn't especially attracted to him beyond that point. Then in 1973, I think, the fall of 73, I picked up Life at Its Best. And I took it home and I read it. And the night I finished the book, I kind of closed the book. I remember walking from my parents' bedroom to my room. And in between, the best way I can put it is like Baba came down for a little visit. And it was, up to that point, the most powerful experience I've ever had. And I kind of, this guy's okay, you know, I like this guy. It makes a lot of sense. So the subsequent months, I just started reading more and more stuff, and I had a lot of problems with the avatar stuff. Because to me, it was like, well, I've had these experiences, I've read all these teachers, you know, we're all God, we're all the avatar, how can this guy say he's the avatar? You know? But over the subsequent months, it just didn't matter as much. Not that I solved the question, but it just didn't matter to me because Baba became more of a real presence in my life. And I didn't know anything about any Baba groups in New York or anything, so I sent away the Mayor Baba information in San Francisco. And I got a little packet of stuff in there. And the first time I had ever seen the Don't Worry, Be Happy picture, there was a little card in there. And I was sitting on the toilet opening my mail, and I pulled out the little card, and I was alone, but out loud I just said, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life, you know? Which is just my spontaneous reaction to that. The greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. So I sent away for the poster, and as best I remember this story, I think it's a true story, but I was still lived at home with my parents, and I had all these posters on the wall in my room. I sent away for the poster, but I didn't know when it was coming or anything. But I just decided this one day I'm going to move the posters around in my room just for whenever the poster shows up. So I take this poster, I move it there, I take that poster, so there's a nice space over the bed. And as I recall, as soon as I made the space over the bed, the doorbell rang, and the mailman was there with the poster for me to hang up. And basically, that was about 6 months of kind of like, well, avatar, but it didn't really matter. And just one, it was in 1974, I just basically said, okay, you're the guy I've been looking for, take it away, and my life started going to hell right after that. In a nutshell, that's the story. all these things inside myself that I never wanted to see, I've been forced to see ever since that day.
Could you put Baba's posters and photos without accepting him?
Well, I had great affection for him, and I was reading the stuff, but I didn't officially say, yeah. You're it, you know, as if I was saying, you're it, you know, as if I had any choice in the matter, you know.
Amazing.